Peter Harrett, co-owner of Mighty Peace GM, Power Sports, and RV. You bet. Thanks very much for joining us today. The weather has been cranked a little bit as far as temperature is concerned and as far as heat is concerned, but people still love to travel. Comments on the fact that, hey, summer's here.
Summer's here, school is out, and it's actually time to add to that family time and get on the road and do your vacations for sure.
But it can be a little bit hard on the vehicle, especially when the temperature has been turned up, eh?
Which is surprisingly, yes, because we always think, the 30 and 40 below in the wintertime is always hard on vehicle. But surprisingly enough, the 30 and 35 above, which we're experiencing right now, is equally as hard on a vehicle as the cold winter months are.
But it's just, if I'm not mistaken, some simple maintenance and simple going over, as it were, to maintain the vehicle, make sure it's in tip-top shapes, to hope that you don't have breakdowns on the road?
Definitely. I mean, the vehicles certainly work hard in our Alberta climate at 35 and 40 below, and we certainly all know what that's like. But they work equally as hard in the summertime because, the vehicle is doing everything it can to keep itself warm in the winter, and is doing the same amount of work in the summer to keep itself cool from overheating and all that good stuff for sure.
Proper maintenance, of course, with the vehicles is, you'd think it would go without saying, but a lot of people, of course, working in this busy workaday world, they say, I may not have time to get the car into the shop, to even if it is just some routine maintenance. How easy is it to just phone up and say, hey, Peter, how's it going? I'd like to book in just to either get an inspection or get some quick maintenance done on the vehicle before I get on the road.
It's way faster than you think, actually. It's we have such a process in place that, people come in, they'll wait just for maybe, say, 30, 35 minutes just for a quick oil change. During that oil change, the trained technicians are certainly doing an inspection on the remainder of the vehicle, making sure that everything is good for the customer. And then if it gets a little bit more complex, a lot of times we'll have a service loaner in place where they can we can still make the customer mobile. That happens quite often. And like you say, we have such a process in place. It's usually quick in, quick out, and you're on your way.
And it's not just the maintenance of the engine itself. There's other things and other factors that have to be taken into consideration as far as maintenance is concerned, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, we do so much in the GM store and the Power Sports and RV store when it comes to maintenance. I mean, you name it. I mean, we're doing windshields, we're doing suspension, we're doing brakes. It's not just all about the engine. There's about 15,000 moving parts, or 15,000 parts in your typical vehicle. So needless to say, parts are known to be, to breaking down, no matter what the product is.
And the other thing that is also going to be brought out this summer, we mentioned campers last month. The campers are coming out, the trucks are coming out, the ATVs are coming out, the boats are coming out. How easy is it for them to, again, call you up and say, hey, maybe we need some tender loving care on our babies, so to speak?
Oh, definitely. I mean, when it comes to RVs, obviously, some of the concerns are always, making sure the refrigerator is working properly, the air conditioning unit is working properly, water and all that good stuff is, and the water heater is all working properly and maintaining it. And obviously, we can replace and repair and do all that good stuff. We have the expertise. And then when it comes to the side-by-sides or basically the power sports itself, I mean, thankfully, we had all the rain, so power sports, side-by-sides and quads and what have you are on the go steady, which we're very grateful for. So those things certainly need their maintenance, and we do repair those on a daily basis as well. And we certainly have the expertise in the back of the shops to be able to stand up to the service that we provide, that's for sure.
It's not too late to get the service done now, eh?
Oh, no.
Even though it is July, we're all thinking about holidays, but it's not too late, right?
No, it's not. We actually have a policy in place that, when people call in or if they walk into the store, we have a policy in-house that it says, basically when any customer comes in, treat them like they're walking in the front door of your house. and you will treat your friends as they come in to your house the same as customers coming into both dealerships, no matter what department they're coming into.
Some people might think it's a little bit intimidating, or maybe thinking it might be a little bit intimidating coming into a shop, but intimidation is a non-factor. And
yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the upper hands that we certainly have, is that, you know, it's all about the relationships at Mighty Peace, whether it's the GM side or whether it's the Power Sports and RV side. But whenever anybody comes in, if the relationship is not already developed, which usually it is, if anybody comes in that's not been there before, we create that relationship, and we appreciate everybody that does come in here from the Peace Country, whether they're coming in at one time or whether they're a regular customer. It's always about the relationships. And the staff do treat everybody like they're coming in the front door of their house. And I tell you, I think that's what just drives us as far ahead as we already are. So,
everybody looking forward to the summer?
Definitely. I mean, everybody seems to have their holidays planned, you know, and, you know, with all the COVID restrictions kind of behind us. So, I mean, everybody's definitely pumped. And thankfully, the Peace Country's got so much going on. We just finished up the boats races, the Rotaract days here this past week. So we got lots going on here this summer. And, I mean, you can certainly feel the energy. And, yes, we got the 30 and 35 above right now that we're dealing with. But you know what? It's definitely better than the 35 and 40 below that we know how to deal with. So everybody's pumped for holidays.
Even from a business perspective, eh?
Yes, very much, definitely.
Peter Herrod, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure coming down, and I appreciate you taking the time and doing these interviews.